I started off with Barbie dolls for the granddaughters, and then painted ponies for myself and the daughter, because we love horses and ponies and that sort of thing. And then it sort of got onto skulls for some reason or other.
You've got quite a collection of skulls and skeletons here around a little bar in your living room. When did you start collecting them?
Oh, gosh, be about at least 10 years ago, or could be more than that. And it's just gone on from there. I've got a medical skeleton, which is only a small one. And then with the magazine coming out each week and you were given a part, I fell into a skeleton there, which is a little bit bigger. And I've got all goblets with skulls on them.
Which was your first skeleton or first skull?
The first one was just the skull with a Celtic-type design on it with a little silver ring in its supposedly called nose. And it's gone on from there. I've got a game called Tic-Tac-Toe, which is all little skulls. I've got a skull mug.
You look like you've got one from Mexico here.
Yes, the granddaughter gets a few for me. And the daughter's bought a ventriloquist doll.
How many have you got all together?
I have no idea. And they range from perhaps half an inch high through to full size. I've got a silver-coloured skull there, and it looks like an alien skull, so I put a beanie on his head because he looks quite cold to me.
Well, I'd imagine it would be cold being a skeleton.
No
fat to keep you warm.
No, exactly.
Now, there must have been a reason that you were drawn to the first skull. What was it?
Oh, it's just fascinated to see it and see the pattern on it.
Did you think it was beautiful or just interesting looking?
Very interesting looking, sir. Yes, no, I thought, oh gosh.
When I first walked in here, I presume that you must have a teenage son with a bit of a taste for death metal music and into all sorts of tattoos and that sort of thing. What do most people think when they walk in here? What sort of response have you had?
Well, they walk in and the first person they look at is my husband. And he goes, no, it's not me, it's her.
And is everybody surprised?
Well, all strangers are. I mean, the family know what I'm like. And that's, crazy.
Where have you gone to collect these skeletons?
Well, more or less on our travels, because we go away for the winter time. So Townsville, Darwin, Melbourne, you name it.
And do you get surprise looks when you're purchasing them?
No, not really. No? I think they probably think I'm buying them for the grandson or someone else.
Now, this one over here, I understand, says some things when you squeeze his skinless hand. Would you mind squeezing it for me? And
what happened to my feet? I need some Ahmed.
Now, is he your favourite? That's Ahmed, isn't it?
Yes. He's ventriloquist that actually had to give him up because he wasn't politically correct. Yes, I think I must admit he is my favourite.
Where will it all end?
I'm not sure.
Do you think you're done with skulls? You'll move on to something else?
No. This is it.